it's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Something that has kind of been a storyline all year long for the NFL. We're going to dissect it. The ratings are down in the NFL. There are a multitude of factors that could be contributing to this. We'll go over some of them. Anthem protests, political season, bad games.
Bad games probably other the biggest.
All right, so let's go through it right now. I would definitely say that bad games have somewhat of a factor. So
I think that's got like
let's look at
it. Least 30-40%.
According to a poll done by Seton Hall, 56% of people agree that anthem protests are keeping them from watching the NFL. 50% agree that the election is. 47%, obviously this is not cumulative.
I was going to say, that's a lot of percent.
47% say handling of domestic abuse by the NFL is.
I would not be surprised.
37% say postseason baseball is. That doesn't make any sense because they're at different times, usually. 33% say the quality of play on the field is keeping them from watching the games. So, guys, you take a look at this, and first of all, has any of those factors kept you from watching a game? The only one that I could say has kept me from watching a game, maybe, actually two of them that have come in there and factored in are the election year. Which, when we watched the debate, we had NFL on a different TV.
Yeah.
And also postseason baseball, which when we watched the NFL, we had it on a different TV. Yeah, what about you guys?
They're the only two that have kept me from watching a game. And then also not having cable in my dorm room.
Well, but, you know, go down that road.
That's what we have live streaming for.
I'm an alumni of using IPTV, so
yep.
I know how you feel. But, Kyle, what about you?
Well, in a situation like this, I would say the biggest situation for me is postseason election. I mean, the baseball postseason, I think there was one Sunday night that it kind of coincided where Kershaw was pitching, and yeah. I wasn't sure if I wanted to watch that or not. But, guys, this is the time, unlike any others, where you can have seven different, you know, items streaming. You have your phone, you have a tablet, you have a laptop, you have a TV,
yeah.
all How streaming about, different things. How does that affect
you
the
know,
ratings?
That's a good point as well. How does that affect the ratings? Is you can watch entire games on Twitter now.
Yeah. Well, Twitter has the rights to Thursday Night Football, I believe. So mostly it's CBS and Twitter that you can watch online. But how does it affect the ratings in the situation where, I'd stream a lot of stuff from my phone because now Verizon and different companies have these streaming, you know, plans where you can stream without using your data. What does that say about, you know, these situations with football where I stream the Red Zone from my phone almost 8 hours every Sunday?
Yeah, now I know NFL, too, sometimes when they do their ratings, they don't include social media and outside services. They just go by what they're broadcasting on television. So we might see a ratings drop on television, but that might be because people are watching it on their phone or on their tablet in different places.
I don't think that's necessarily too much because you have 56% of people that say that the anthem protests are actively, are keeping them from watching football. Now, what is it about? Do you think are they in concurrence with the anthem protests, or are they against having people kneel down, or
well,
why do these things need to be factors in watching a football game? Well, aren't you going to watch your favorite team?
Well, I think in an anthem protest, and we have to think about it, is it's entertainment value. And that's what sports are, is they're entertainment. And in a situation like this, I think some people are upset about the anthem protest for the situation of they're going to escape. They're trying to escape reality. They're trying to escape the politics, and they're trying to just have fun and enjoy a passion of theirs, whether it's sports or watching or something that entertains them and takes their mind off of it. So it would be like going to a movie and then having the beginning of the movie simply say, hey, by the way, this is a political flick that's about this. Now, if nobody ever says it's a political flick and, you know, the storyline has politics and stuff like that, it's still a movie. But in this situation, this is invading their kind of passions and their life.
Yeah, well, here's the deal is people are saying, according to this same poll that you had, Chris, people are saying that they see the anthem protests as a sign of disrespect to the American flag, the sanctity of which they take very seriously. Now, I would counter to say that, yes, I agree with that too. But that's not going to stop me from the game that I love. That's the same thing as, you know, terrorists trying to instill fear. Because I think you could call people that try to disrespect America like that, and I think it's very disrespectful. If you have something to say, you can use your platform in different ways. You can drop a press conference anytime you want. Because even though you might think that somebody is being treated unjustly, I don't necessarily think that you're being treated unjustly. And by you, I mean Colin Kaepernick or any of these other guys.
Well, and so you have to look at it from the standpoint of, yeah, what they're doing and what they're trying to do is bring an awareness to certain issues that are going on. But at the same time,
I think they're bringing an awareness to it. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, there's a good awareness to it, but there has to be a time. And I love the question that I hear a lot of journalisms are at, a lot of journalists are asking is, what is the point where you stand again? Where is the end goal? What are you doing, you know, to affect this? And so you have people who are stepping out. And I think the most predominant one that I've seen is Brandon Marshall from the Denver Broncos. Mm. He even lost endorsements because he kneeled, but you also see him and he has been extremely active where he's doing weekly now impact, you know, movements to try to get involved in the police force in Denver and in other groups. So they're doing a lot of
good
stuff.
Why don't you go in and try to fix relations? Because you can use your notoriety not just on the screen, but out there in the community. Yeah. Guys are going to know who you are. You can go to the inner cities and you can hang out with, you know, the areas where you think the tension between citizens and police is the most.
I think the people who are, you know, affected the most or the 56% of the people that are agreeing, I think they're missing that a lot of these players are actually doing this.
Yeah, they're actively trying to fix the
situation. And they're actively doing it. And I think what needs to happen now is there needs to be a conglomeration of people coming together and saying, okay, what is the point? Like, what can we do to help? And what is the point that you will stand again and let's reach it together instead of it being so much of a, hey, we're not going to watch because of this. And I understand it is disappointing and it is even difficult sometimes to go through this.
I understand people not wanting to support the NFL, but I think I'm going to support the NFL because I love my country. I think it's one of the freedoms that I have in order to support the NFL. So now, me not being a 49ers fan, if there was a 49ers game on my TV, I could be like, okay, I don't want to watch it because Colin Kaepernick, I think what he's doing is disrespectful. Yeah, I might do that, maybe. Now, this hasn't affected my own team, so I don't know. Has anybody on the Jaguars done it? I haven't seen anybody on the New York Jets do it.
And in a situation like that, I think there are people doing it now, and it's not as huge because the word is out there, and we've seen some of the Miami Dolphins players do it, including Arian Foster was one of them, I believe. And so we've seen these different players, like I said, Brandon Marshall and other teams are having people.
A couple players on the Skins did it.
Yeah.
And now they're not kneeling, but now they're doing like the link arms in protest.
Right. And I actually really, really like what the Seahawks have done in being able to do that because they made sure that as a team they did everything together and whether they were going to kneel or stand together. And so they lock arms and they show unity. And that's what really the United States of America needs to be about. And that's what the respect of the flag needs to be about is uniting together and saying, whatever it is, we're going to do it together. And whatever we need to do, we're going to get there.
All right. Well, the second most cited reason why people said they weren't watching the NFL this year was because of the election year, 50%. Now, you have to remember I think there was three debates. So the second debate, the second presidential debate, the one where just all hell broke loose was on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock. That was a prime time. That negated my party of viewers, and I don't remember if you were there, Kyle.
No, I think I'd already gone home and I had the debate on instead of the game.
Yeah, there was a lot of people. I mean, what game was that?
It might have been
Cardinals 49, or I can't remember which one it was, but it doesn't matter what kind of game it was, to be honest. You're going to watch that debate. And for them to put that on a Sunday night, you better believe that was going to hurt the NFL. You better believe that that was going to hurt anything. I mean, good thing that they did it before Walking Dead started, or you really would have had a struggle. You would have had guys with five different screens in their room trying to watch everything. But, I mean, seriously, I think that the election is affecting it where something happens. And don't get me wrong, I think the election's more important than the NFL. I think you got to be smart about it. You got to be logical about it. It's definitely more important. The future of our country is more important than a game, even if you think it's an important game like I do. So that's definitely more important, rightfully so. I think you have that.
It was the Giants and the Packers, that second one.
Well, that was a pretty good game.
Yeah.
The NFL, though, the NFL owners, they had an owners meeting a couple weeks ago. They came together to try to talk about the ratings and how they can make them better. Here's a thought. Why don't you go to the cable news networks and talk to them about not having a debate at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night? Because that's going to hurt Sunday night. I don't know how that works. I don't know if they did that.
We do have to look at it from the standpoint also, entertainment value. And
well, that's where the games come in. That's where I was headed next.
That's where the games should come in. But in this situation, I think the debates kind of trumped that situation for entertainment value.
What?
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
Well, here's the thing is, why are you watching it for entertainment value to learn about your country or just because they yell at each other?
No, I think a lot of people are just watching it for entertainment value.
Yeah.
Well,
that's sad. I hope they learn
something in the process. I won't get off topic here, but here's something. 47% say the handling of the NFL's domestic abuse claims is negating them from watching the NFL. Now, this is something that is very interesting. This is something I think they could do a lot about. Now, they're trying. I don't know. For you guys, does this go in the same category for you as the anthem protests, where people think they're disrespectful? People think the NFL's being disrespectful against domestic abuse, so they refuse to watch it? Or the handling of domestic abuse?
No, in a situation like this, we see players who have been cut from teams. We've seen players who have been suspended. And then we see Tom Brady, who was suspended for deflating a football for 4 games a year and a half. 2 years ago was when it happened, and now he's serving that suspension now. But then we have a guy who's in a domestic violence, just investigation, and he was only suspended for 1 game after the NFL had already put out a statement saying that any domestic violence, you know, was going to get 6 games.
I think that they're definitely doing a better job on that. And with the whole Josh Brown thing coming out this past week, where Josh Brown is now gone, they put him on the commissioner's exempt list, and the Giants released him. And I said, I think they just said, all right, you're done.
In a situation like this, they did a horrible job considering this information was still available last year.
Yeah.
And they didn't investigate it well enough, because even I believe the Walker County, I think is the county that it was from, the station said that the NFL never even contacted them for this information. And so when it came out, the NFL was like, whoa, but it was available.
So you think they could do a better job? How do you think they can do a better job?
Well, I think it was stand by what they said they were going to do in the first place.
Stick to what they say.
Six games, and if 2 strikes, you're out. Like, if that first time, and I'm not saying that every time, and I really don't want to say, you know, that some of these guys, because they're put into these positions, not always the healthiest positions, and I'm not giving them any excuse, and I'm not saying that I agree with anything that they do. 1 strike, you're out, would be fine, but in a situation where they're investigating and there isn't evidence and there is situations that, you know, people are trying to extort them, 1 strike, they're still suspended. 2, you're out.
All right, now quickly, I want to move on to the final reason that people said they weren't watching the NFL. Now, this is one that I kind of wish I wasn't watching the NFL for, but I do still watch it. The quality of the games. Now, back in the day, you had Thursday Night Football. It started a few years ago, and it was great, you know, Thursday night. And there was a time where it wasn't great because the only time you could watch it is on NFL Network. And back in the Stone Age, I didn't have NFL Network. So how were you watching it? Well, you weren't. Or you were trying to stream it through some illegal website, or, you know, it happens.
I would never.
So That was always tough. Christian and then boy, they moved it. Never. They moved it to CBS, and it was easier to watch. But now you have games on Thursday. Primetime slots are supposed to be for important games. Now, the NFL, for the most part, has done a good job of scheduling games that they foresee to be important on Sunday nights. Monday nights, not so much. Thursday nights, definitely not. We'll take a look at this. Jets-Bills, week one. If you're not a Jets or a Bills fan, you don't care. Those two teams are less than par, especially the Jets. Texans-Patriots, that was a blowout that featured third-string Jacoby Brissett, a quarterback for the Patriots. Bengals-Dolphins, that was a terrible game. Cardinals-49ers, Broncos-Chargers, that game was awful. Packers-Bears, these are all division matchups. You had Giants-Rams, Jaguars-Titans this week, good Lord. And then you have, you know, Falcons-Bucks, Browns-Ravens, Saints-Panthers, those are all regular division games. Do we really need Thursday Night Football clogging up our airwaves, if you will, because these aren't anything special. These aren't hard-hitting games. You talk about the New York Jets in specific. They got like five primetime games. They got back-to-back primetime games. That can be tough. When you're going from a Monday night game to a Sunday night game, you want to be able to play at a regular time slot. You know, you want to be able to get back on the groove of things because those are seen as a special game. And does the national audience really want to tune in to watch something like Jets-Bills or Broncos-Chargers?
I mean, in this situation, it's really difficult because I love football.
Yeah, no, if you love football, like, that's why I continue to watch these games.
I will
because
watch.
Because you love football.
I will watch these games over any primetime show, even if it's a bad game, just because I love football.
Yeah, you love the sport.
Yeah, so I mean, in a situation, and I'm not going to stop watching.
And quickly, then you have the Sunday night game that ended in a tie. I stayed up till midnight to watch that game.
That was exciting. And in a situation like that, according to USA Today, they actually had a rating spike at the fourth quarter. And that was
because it was
huge
so bad you couldn't turn it off.
No, in a situation like that, there was 4 minutes to go and it was 3-0 and everybody's like, man, this has been a boring game. And then they had this rating surge as the Seahawks came down, kicked a field goal and scored, and then they go into overtime. And I was up until, after midnight watching this game along with multiple other people, and that's a big deal when you have, even if it's a close game, and that just goes to show it doesn't necessarily have to be a blowout with a ton of points in order to get those ratings up. Well, what it has to be is exciting, and we saw that.
Hey, you're not wrong about that, about it being exciting. I don't know what your version of exciting would be, but
we had guys jumping over a center, skying him, and then
that's
blocking
also,
field goals.
Also a questionable point.
No, that was a perfect call.